When our transition committee was set up, we liaised and we worked with the arrowheads of the outgoing, you know, government transition. Our chairman, Ahmed Joda, and the secretary in particular, worked closely with both the vice president and the secretary of government. Our understanding then was that the two groups will meet together and work together. And as a matter of fact, we were assured that handover papers and handover documents will be issued to us, and we would examine them and would, you know, ask, you know, for clarifications. However, we were surprised to wake up, yesterday, to learn that the federal government at the end of its Federal Executive Council meeting was accusing us of trying to set up a prior government, simply because part of the terms of reference of the members of the committee was that we should, examine whatever records and figures and documents were given to us and ask clarifications were necessary. And we were quite surprised, again, to learn and to see that the federal government would not even be ready to hand over the documents to us. And they asked us to wait for as late as the 14th of May, which would leave us with barely 2 weeks to be handing over. So we see their statement yesterday as a small screen. They are not, making things easy for us. Let's face it, the terms of reference was not binding on it. It was only binding on the members of the President-elect communal committee. And if they are giving us this handing over notes, only in May, how do we plan with them? How do we ask questions? How do we make them seek clarifications?
Well, some members of the transitional team have said that it appears members of the APC transitional team are trying to harass and intimidate them, and they take great exception to that. How do you respond to some criticism?
But I don't understand. What do you mean by intimidation and harassment? We have not even issued a statement so far. So far, the transfer committee has not issued one single statement. All we did yesterday was that we published the names of the members that were inaugurated and the terms of reference. So how can anybody start talking about intimidation or talking about harassment? I do not see how you can start talking about harassment or intimidation on the part of the members of the transition committee on the terms of reference. And that is why we have published for the whole world to see the terms of reference. How does that even affect them? The terms of reference are for us. It's not for them. And you see, we are sick and tired of this argument that because the president, conceded the defeat, therefore, questions we cannot even, criticize the government again. All kinds of appointments have been made at the streetlight of this administration. Appointments that are bound to tie the hands of the incoming administration. Yet when we raise these issues, they say, we should be grateful that the president considered as if that concession speech is enough to wipe off all sin. We refuse to be intimidated by them or blackmailed by them.
Now, they are saying that some of the demands are unreasonable, raised in your terms of reference, and it appears the transitional team from the APC is in a haste. I want to get rid of the government.
I think they are just paranoid, absolutely paranoid, because I do not see anything in terms of reference that even suggests that they are in a hurry to take over. So they have simply been paranoid, like you say, in space aggression. Probably it's just dawning on them now that they are an outgoing government, because we do not see anything we have said or anything that has been published that even suggests any intimidation or any hurry on our part to take over government. We've been ready and willing to cooperate with them. We've been very patient, even in the face of provocation. The government comes out yesterday to accuse us of running a prior government. We have done nothing like that at all. We don't have to do so. Why would we start, running a prior government?
No.
When this government is serious business, all we are trying to do is to prepare ahead of time.
Now, let me ask you this. The incoming president, President-elect Buhari, met with outgoing President Jonathan, and they agreed to ensure that there's a smooth transition. You have concerns about non-cooperation. Is that the concern?
It was a statement that was not just enough of yesterday at the end of the Federal Reserve Council. Of course, such a statement couldn't have been authorized and could have been made without authorization from the president himself. And then when we discussed the Federal Government yesterday, we were told that we should not expect any handing over notes now until the second or third week of May. This is way as if this is a clear sense of hostility on the part of the government.